Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Dan Morrison, and she has risen. Well, wait, hath risen. I can't even say. I couldn't get that out, but we're just going to go with it. I also have COVID. Kate Campbell, welcome back.
She's back. She's back, but RIP to you, I feel.
I have now passed.
You've now passed. I'll be taking requests at who will be filling in for you next week if you don't survive.
I may actually perish. Round two for me. I feel like I've gone quite. Have you done twice or just once?
I've done it three.
Oh, baby.
Sum me up. I'm probably due for another round. I've done it three times. So at this point, I'm like, whatever. But two.
I feel like such a loser getting it like now? For a second time in 2023, like towards the end. I'm like, get fuck, are you kidding? Right. I thought this was done.
Exactly. It's like, are people still doing this now? Like when you said it, I was like, oh, random. COVID.
I was definitely in the wrong as well. I went to a GP not long ago, and I had not this, like this feels like COVID, but I went because I had like a sore throat. And you know how for some reason, you know how there was a period there where if you had a sore throat, it was COVID, but 100%. I thought we'll pass that.
Yeah.
I went into a doctor and she shamed me up the wazoo that I had not come in like fully masked up, and I put like elderly and like children at risk by like coming into a general practice without a mask. I was like, oh no, I don't have a cold. There's something wrong with my throat. And she's like, no, like you can't be doing that. You're putting people at risk. I'm like, this was like a couple months ago, and I'm just like, Jesus. Like, I was like, lady. I didn't know we're still doing this. And then she made me do a proper like PCR.
No, on the spot.
It was negative because it wasn't, but like, but here I am now.
God, it was. Thank God it was negative. You would have gone, oh my God, I've shut down the whole center.
Oh, yeah. I've killed people.
Yes. Shit. Oh my God. Oh no. Here you are.
Yeah, I was going to say, sorry if people hear me actually coughing throughout this. I'll try and cut it out as much as I can in the edit. But lovely to have you back, Kate.
I'm thrilled to be back. Apologies for my absence.
But dying. You were approached during your absence as well.
Oh my God. It was like one of the greatest things that's ever happened. So I was at this event, this work thing, and someone came up to me and was like, Kate Campbell. And that, by the way, actually happens. That happens a lot. People always say my full name. I don't know why.
Yeah.
In any situation, people are like, Kay Campbell. I'm like, hey.
It's that kicker sound.
Kicker.
That
people it's just, love
you
it.
You want to get it out.
People love it. Yeah. He's like, Kay Campbell. And I was like, yeah, hi. And he's like, can I just like ask you this in a like a non-weird way, but are you Kay Campbell of Gasbagging? I died. I was like, oh my God, yes. I was like, oh my God. It was my first encounter with an actual
public
listener
sighting.
Outside of our friendship circle of people. I was like, oh my God, yes, it's us. And then I was throwing a lot of praise your way.
Thank you so much.
Of course, I was absolutely all dance, baby. I'm just along for the ride. It was quite an incredible moment. I think I messaged you like straight away. I was like, oh my God, Dan, guess what had just happened? But it was lovely. But he did say that he recognized my voice first, other than
there we go.
The face of me, the chaotic face that I was probably running around like a crazy person.
That's how you enter the room now, voice first.
voice first. So that was so fun. So yes, hello, Ben.
And Ben also said RIP Kay Campbell to you as well.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, that was actually the most, how did I forget that, most iconic part of it that he said to me. He was like, yes, because I was like, oh, actually I've missed the past like a couple of weeks. And he was like, yes, RIP Kay Campbell. And I died. I was like, oh my gosh. It was a real
hit. And here she is.
And here she is. Yeah. She's back. She never left.
I rarely ever get like sightings because I never put my face on anything
to
do with this thing. But then every now and again I'll be like walking through like Universal or something, and a guy will be like, Gasbagging? I'm like, yes. Yes.
Yes, that is I. I love that. Yeah, I wonder, yeah, what, like, world? What do you say? You just go, yes, me.
Yeah. No idea. And no idea if they just mean like the meme shit or this. Yes. So who can say?
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, I was plugging the memes.
Love them all. Thank you all for the support. Yes.
Well, love to see it. It was a hoot.
Scream out anywhere.
Truly just scream. We actually prefer that, like the screams of terror.
Yeah. Now, Kate, shall we jump into our girls from this week?
Oh,
yes. Actually, before we jump in, because you've been off for 2 weeks and I still feel like I don't have an answer to this.
Oh, God.
A couple of weeks ago when the girls were going on the girls' trip, Victoria mentioned that she brought, like, all these essential things with her and she said, I packed the laxatives. And I have been waiting to ask you, I'm not sure, is this a female thing that when you go on a girls' trip you have to pack laxatives or is this something else?
Thank you so much for that question. No, absolutely not. I've never heard that before in my life. Like what did she need that for? I'm confused. Like, is it to get skinny? Like that would be the only reason that I would really want to use a laxative is to be like, skinny gals, like get everything out of my body.
I didn't know if we were just being like really, you know, forthcoming around eating disorders. Yes. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, wow, we've just like captured this on camera and just gone full tilt. Love.
No, but yes, I can confirm every girls' trip I've ever been on, we've not shared a laxative. So,
okay.
You know, that's one just for this group of gals, apparently.
Okay.
No.
Special group then.
A very, very special group.
Now, I don't know what it is, but Victoria has been riding her horses, you know, on all the clips they show on this show. They don't go into it too much, but weirdly on my feed now, my algorithm getting served, like women getting thrown off horses quite a bit.
No, that's wild.
I know. God.
Like,
I follow this account called Horse Girl Updates because Lara from Sex Unique told me to follow it, so I have.
Horse girls are a special breed.
Yes, but there seems to be a real big increase in just horse videos with like people getting thrown off, and I keep thinking it's Victoria
because they've all got
that like slender frame, and I'm just like, oh, Victoria Montana's gone down.
Horse girls all look exactly the same. I used to go to high school with a horse girl, and like they all have that super long horse hair themselves. Like they have horse hair.
They have a pony.
They always have a pony. Always have a bizarre clip in it, and they always have like a folder that always has a picture of horses. Maybe I say always, but this girl that I went to school with, and I was like, oh, horse girl, why are you all the same?
But when you say horse girl to someone, everyone knows what you're talking about.
Everybody, like without fail, everyone has encountered a horse girl, and they're all they're all exactly the same. Weird.
Victoria just happens to be a hot horse girl. So.
She's the hottest horse girl I've ever seen. Oh, God.
Now, I'm still on your theory after this week's episode that Caroline and her daughter Gigi do not know each other.
They don't. They have never, ever met before, those two girlies. Like, I can't even think, what did she said something to her, like, great that you're my lawyer girl, great that you're back. Like, it was just the most bizarre interaction between a mother and a daughter. And I know they're clearly uncomfortable in front of the camera, but yeah, those two don't know each other.
We had Sally and Miss My brain is fucked today, Kate. So if I haven't written down every word, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Where am I? you just pass out midway through this?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, much. Oh, God.
Take the reins, Kate.
Oh, my
God. Sally and Nicole go to Cho-Cho San in Potts Point.
Yes.
Now, this Cho-Cho San, I used to date a guy that lived above it. Mm-hmm. And the entryway to Cho-Cho San is basically also the entryway to an apartment building.
Mm.
So, like, when you kind of turn right to go into Cho-Cho, and then the worst thing about that building was that if you ordered, like, a delivery to that place, the delivery driver, like, comes to the front door of, like, Cho-Cho San, like, trying to like get in there, but then not realizing where the entry
annoying.
Is. Terrible.
Yeah.
Can't imagine living there. Can you imagine? Like your delivery person just trotting around
going
Churchill.
To another. Hello, walking around the restaurant. Yeah. And it's kind of a convoluted little restaurant as well. But I've actually been wanting, like seeing that, I've been wanting to go there for ages. I've only been there once. And
oh,
I was
but
like,
it's nice.
It's so nice. And for ages I keep being like, I really want to go. And then seeing that again, I was like, great, finally a restaurant that's being showcased on this show that I want to go to.
I know. It's always amazing. I find it like such a fun thing watching, being like, who allowed them to film there?
Always.
Like,
yeah, who approved this?
Like Terry and Victoria were in Glebe this week. Because I was like, where is this random like cave bar? And I looked it up and I'm like, oh, they've gone to Glebe. I'm like, those women would not usually go to Glebe. I can't imagine.
I love that you looked that up, because I kept thinking, I was like, where is this? I was like, I've never seen this cave before in my life.
It look cute.
That looks super cute. Yeah, I'm like, I would go there.
Is a T-bomb a tequila, like margarita or a tequila soda? What are we talking?
Well, that was going to be my question to you, because I was confused. Like, is a T-bomb just a drink that Terry invented? Well, that was my first thought. I was like, is that just like Terry's drink? And that's why she's like, I'll get a T-bomb. But otherwise, it looked delicious. It looked like a drink that's like right down our alley, to be honest. But
yeah,
I thought it was just a drink that she called after herself. And then I quite liked that. I was like, cute, okay. T-bomb.
Well, let's just try it next time we're out. Just ask for a T-bomb and see if anyone behind the counter knows what we're talking about.
They're like, go away.
Get the fuck out.
Exactly.
Kate, you're like a knowledgeable like marketer girl and know like spin and stuff. What the fuck is Miss Victoria doing? Like, did she have a line of cashmere ready to go? And now, because
all of that
Kate was coming after about the fur, she's just magically gone, oh yeah, the fur's gone. And
well, that's what I kept thinking. I was like, how one has she done this so quickly? All I kept thinking was, okay, she clearly loves a detachable collar. So the first thing I thought is that those coats 100% had detachable fur originally on them, because I also used to work in a dress shop that had coats that looked just like that when I was like in my early 20s, and there was a detachable fur on those collars like that. And that was the first thing I thought, is those cashmere coats definitely had detachable fur that she went, whoop, getting rid of those.
Amazing.
Baby. But how did it all of that, I just...
And we're meant to believe she's just like sitting in her kitchen doing like a sketch.
The
jacket's already behind her. You can see in the background.
So I kept thinking, I was like, what do you mean? Sorry, doll, what are you sketching? Because you've already had these manufactured and you've got the like boxes of these already in a warehouse, you know, somewhere. What are you sketching? Is it just coats? So I didn't even realize it was actually a fashion label that she has. I thought it was a store. I don't know why.
Sports Lux is her label.
Because that's what confused me. I was like, oh, I thought she just had a little store, but no, she's in fact sketching cashmere coats. The whole.
I love your theory though that they just had the fur and the collars, and they've just been ripped off and like, here you go, here's my new line.
That's what I thought, because to be honest, like they were stunning coats, but like, do you think that they were? I don't know. Were they missing something? Like they were missing something. They were missing the fur. They just weren't as kind of glam. Those coats weren't glam like she normally is, and that's what like rang alarm bells to me. Something's missing from these coats.
Yeah, it was not what she's been selling this entire time.
But I did love the whole setup of like the arrival, and you get your photo aggressively taken as you arrive and say hello to her at her event, and you're forced to do a shot. It was all just really quite aggressive, and I liked it.
Do you know what I really enjoyed when Chrissy was coming in and they were like, oh, this is G. And she was like, G, you're cute. And I was just like, great.
I loved it.
She's keeping up the flirting with the waiters, which I'm
so
happy she's
good.
Consistent.
I love that, because I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, yeah, he's quite hot. And then G, you're cute. I was like, oh, great, great, Chrissy. And the good bit of leg, when bit of Angelina Jolie. And she popped out that pin. I was like, you're a stunning girl, stunning girl.
I also loved early when she was chatting with Dee in her home.
Those
Dee's
two.
Just one of the girls.
Dee is one of the girls. Like, how do we get invited over to like tea time with Dee and getting some friendship advice from Dee? She's great.
I just find the whole like the conversation now, this like fur gate kind of thing, and just like getting lines from like Chrissy going, it's not about the fur, it's about loyalty and friendship.
I know. It's just like, I'm like, what? The level that this is like turned. But I'm actually I felt like this episode as well, like it was like, oh yeah, we're really in. Like, I'm in. This is the
Because they hate each other now.
They hate each other now. And I'm like, this is the drama that I like, that you're fighting over like fur on a coat. Like, it's nothing, not that it's not bigger. I know Kate, you know, is clearly a very passionate gal. but it's like, I love that ultimately what they're fighting about is like a jacket that someone wore on a trip. And this is now like they are going at it. And I'm like, great.
And I loved when Victoria tried to call Kate while she was with Terry, and she got the whole, I'd rather swallow razor blades. And then
I screamed.
You could tell Victoria couldn't handle it in the moment, and she just went straight to hang up. Like, I can imagine the producers behind the camera being like, no, keep talking to her. And then Victoria's like, no, I can't. I'm not doing this.
I died. And, of course, like instantly, you could tell instantly when Kate started to turn, I was like, oh no. But then I did think, I was like, oh my god, I wish like I could end every awkward interaction in my life like just by hanging up,
with
like,
a hang up, yeah,
just no, nah, I'm good. I was just like, I died when she just was like, I won't be doing this, end call. Phenomenal. That conversation, I don't think that is at all how Victoria thought that was going to go. Like, she was, I did think for Saz, I was like, why are you doing this over the phone? Like, oh, this isn't going to land with Kate, like, at all.
And it didn't.
Once again, she just went, like, so turbo. I was like, oh my god, she's so aggressive.
She, and like, we might get to it in a bit, but just, I think she needs to play a bit more housewives, which is play nice, just take a fake apology and then bring it up later. You know what I mean? As in, like, just stay silent for a bit and then blow up at them for about something else in a few episodes' time. But you've got to do a little bit of resolution to keep it going, because otherwise we're going to end up with a, like, you know, Lucy apple juicy, where you're just like sitting there with the same storyline every episode.
Yeah.
And we've got to have a bit of like light and shade. So like a bit
totally
good for a bit and then come back to why you hate someone.
But then like I felt like she was okay with it. She was okay when Sally and Caroline first told her about the, you know, the dedication.
Yeah.
the coat, the Kate coat and the website. She was happy. And I tell you who was finally messy was Sally. Sally was the one who was kind of poking the bear. And I actually loved that from Sally. I was like, oh, Sally, getting in the game here. Like, she kind of – Kate seemed thrilled. Kate actually didn't have a problem until they kind of twisted it on her. And I was like, oh, no.
Well, yeah, because she started quoting what Sally said later on about it being like either like condescending or a – what were they saying? Like a PR moment
PR stunt, like, that it was a PR stunt. I was like, it's not a – for starters, that's the worst PR stunt I've ever seen. It's not a PR stunt.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would like willingly want to name something a Kate coat.
No, like, I don't think that's terrible,
you know, the best branding idea.
No. Like, all of it was just so awkward. And I was like, this isn't a PR stunt. This is, to be honest, I just think it wasn't a stunt. It was actually Victoria trying to save face and just kind of make light of something that had gotten so much bigger than it did. And I think she was trying to be nice. Like, I think she was trying to just get over it. And then, no, Kate.
I thought the gesture of getting over it was possibly too big. Like, I think I think she could have just said, I've taken the fur down off the website and left it at that.
I agree. It didn't need to, I think doing the whole coat thing and then the donation, it just became like, stop, too much.
And also too much. Can we talk about Victoria singing with Will Comp?
Okay, for starters, I didn't know who that guy was. I don't know. Am I meant to know who he is? No.
I had no idea. Great. I was like, he's cute, but I was like, I have no idea who this man is.
Okay. Yeah. That's when I died, when she was like, my favorite song and my favorite singer, and said his name. I'm like, who? Her starting to sing. I just died. And I'm obviously known myself to start singing at a party when it's maybe not warranted.
You're good, Kate. If anyone wants to hear the best rendition of Chains ever, you get Kate Campbell with a few T-bombs in her and she'll be singing from the rafters.
Try and stop me, baby. But that is all. The first thing I thought, I was like, oh my God, no, I'm like that. Oh no. But that, one, she can't sing. So what was she doing that? And all of the girls just standing around like, what? What's going on here, doll? I can't even think what Caroline said, but she was just so good about it. She was like, was it good? It was a Mariah Carey moment or whatever she was saying.
Yeah.
Her singing, it was not necessary.
No. I don't, the thing I kind of am really liking about Victoria, she doesn't seem too tethered to what's actually happening in the world. Like, it's actually great.
She is not of this world in the best best way. Because it's that, what I kind of, because I feel like I'm warming to her more. At first I was like, oh, her lines are so stilted and they're all still a bit much. But the more she kind of comes out of, I don't even know, her shell, it's like, no, she's just like so rich. I just think she has never, ever been like tethered to the ground, because she's so rich that it's like, yeah, I'll just get this person to come and sing and I'll just sing with him and I'm going to, you know, ride a horse and have my brand. And like, no one's ever said no to her, like ever.
Well, that's what Caroline hits the nail on the head when she has that lunch with Kate and Sally. Yes. She's like, if you've lived a fortunate life, you're detached from the real world. Like,
that's why she's kind of so ludicrous with everything. Now, my question for you is, do you think she actually cooked all that food?
No. I think I have a feeling she is a good cook, in general, and I feel like a few of those things would be something she makes. Do I think she had a team there with her? 100%.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, you didn't cook a tuna tartare, like, or whatever she did. I was just like, seared tuna. I was like, no, you didn't. She definitely probably made the caprese salad, but anything else, I was like, you didn't cook all of that. Or it was Chrissy.
But it
was
looked like a lovely spread.
Oh my God, like, sign me up for all of that. Yeah. But I think it wasn't Chrissy like, oh, I wish you had sorted me out with this for my cookbook.
And I was like, okay, well, she can just give you the chef she used today and they can let you know, doll.
Exactly.
I loved Caroline this episode. She's just like, that outfit that she wore to the lunch with Kate and Sally killed me. Like, Sally calling it Angela Lansbury.
I died at that Angela Lansbury reference, because I watched an episode of Law and Order on the weekend and Angela Lansbury was in it. So I'm like, because we're in the coast, there was no Netflix or anything. We didn't come prepared. So I was forced to watch just whatever was on the TV. And so, sorry, this is a total sidetrack, but episode of Law and Order. When I tell you I kept screaming at the guest stars that came on, it was insane. Angela Lansbury, Bradley goddamn Cooper.
What year was this?
I looked it up, 2005. so it was like Bradley Cooper, Angela Lansbury, and what's his name? He's an actor. You'd know his face, but I don't think you'd know his name. It's like Anthony Molina or something. You'd know him. Okay. He's been in a million things. The episode was ludicrous, and the guest stars, I could actually just talk for hours about this. The DA, at one point, she's wearing a baseball shirt and it says, so she's clearly on the softball team, and the shirt, it says sex crimes. Like, that's the name of the team. The whole episode was insane. Anyway,
only in 2005.
Only in 2005 could you do anything like that episode. Anyway, so that's the second time that Angela Lansbury's come into my life this week. And I tell you, Angela Lansbury didn't look like didn't look a stitch like Caroline. But that all blue number, like, bam, here I am, detective. Phenomenal. It was so.
Yeah. It was very, like blue Pink Panther kind of moment from her.
That's exactly it. Like, bam, here I am.
I also love when they were talking about the fur stuff earlier in the episode and she was wearing that, like, ostrich number.
I died.
And then she's like. And then she was like, I don't know how ostriches do it. And then she was like, it's just like cutting hair, right? Does it grow back?
Exactly. Like, it's just, and she was in fur that I guess it was all faux fur, but like the whole episode, I was like, oh, maybe I wouldn't have worn like a big faux fur.
Oh, I think she's been trying to do like small jabs with that. Like, I know she says she only wears faux, but like.
She knows what she's doing.
Yes,
she's funny.
Exactly. Yeah, and when Victoria was going on about, like, how faux fur is, like, fast fashion and does all this stuff, and then she, like, whispers to her coach, goes, shh, don't listen.
Yeah. I should pick that up. That's so good. I love her. She was – I really, really liked her this episode. And, like, because as well she was – isn't so totally, like, tied to Kate either. I feel like there was moments where she was like, okay, Kate, like, cool it. Like, you're going from zero to 100 here. But then she just was really funny, really – I liked how she did the two shots on entry to Victoria's party. It's like
– And also there was a moment where Chris – there's a really small moment between Chrissy and her when they say, oh, we need to get the girls together.
Yes.
And then Chrissy says to her, she goes, is that your first drink? And then Caroline looks back at her and she looks a bit like – not wasted, but she goes, does it look like my first drink? Like,
I loved just, that like, too. I was like, this is good. And I was, I also really liked that pair. I was like, oh, you two like could be full mischief.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I'd like to hang around the two of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's up there.
Let's get to the lunch at the end with the with the girl. Chrissy clocked it as well that Kate's come in with the full face hair done and the scrubs.
Yeah, if we're talking about a PR stunt, like it was like this gal knows what's up. The scrubs, which looked like they'd never been worn, they're like beyond pressed. Like she'd had the nice steam and the full face trotting in. I was like, come on with that. But she came in, she was like ready to rumble. Okay, wasn't she? Jesus.
And Victoria, before she even gets there, she's like, oh, like the conversation she's had with Katie, the most aggressive conversation she's had in her life. Which, again, she's just like, nothing's ever happened to her. Like, Kate's just like tour de force where she's like, fuck, I don't know what to do with this crazy woman.
Totally. She just like... she came in. No, I also know, like, I can be very confrontational myself. And I could see that she was like seeing red. And I have seen red like that before. When you know, like, you will not be told otherwise. You're like, this is the hill I am dying on. And I don't care. But I was just like, oh, no.
Oh, well, the way she came in, she said the first thing she said to Victoria was like, oh, I'm happy you didn't wear fur here today. And I'm just like, oh, fuck off. As if she was like, I know. And I'm just like, okay, so you're here to fight. Like Chrissy's
face the whole time. Immediately. I love just seeing every time Chrissy, like anything, the eyes were rolling. She was just like, ugh.
Oh, the glare she gave her when she like said the word Cruella, she was just like, ugh. Like, she just hates Kay.
Hates her. Like, yeah, it was a real like, ugh. I felt bad for Victoria as it was happening as well because she's not a bad person. You can tell that she was just like, I've really like stuffed up. I shouldn't have worn the goddamn fur collar. Like I can really feel that from her. But then,
Do you know what? Sorry, we didn't really touch on this scene because nothing much happened. But old mate Jackie, who Kate spends her time manifesting things with, that she had the quick drink with,
yes,
baby formula woman with husband. She, when she was retelling her the story about how she told Victoria to take off the fur, she was just like, babe, you can't wear fur to a conservation. I was like, no.
You didn't say it like
don't
that.
You dare. Don't you dare. Like, this is, you just told her on the phone, I'd rather swallow razor blades than be around you. And you're saying to your mate, like going, oh, I just told her to, babe, take the trim off. I'm like, no.
She's never said anything that like calmly in her life, like ever. No. Just, babe, just why don't you remove the collar? And she's like, get that collar off. I will destroy you. Like, she's so aggressive. Oh, just, my God.
And just what she's putting on to Victoria as well, when she's just saying, oh, you're supposed to be someone people look up to. And then Victoria's like, am I? Like,
yeah. Victoria was just like, sorry, no, I just like made like a shop, like a brand. Like, she was so, oh my God. Yeah, then she just kept hammering her. But then to the same, in like the next breath, when Victoria was like, I'm just a businesswoman. And she was like, oh yeah, businesswoman, yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Like, she can't do anything right. Like, Victoria was just never gonna win.
No.
I was just like, oh no.
Chrissy in the background during all of this, though, like, she barely got to speak and Kate was speaking over her, but I heard a few lines from her, which was, women aren't black and white, Kate. And then she was like, we're on from that.
Yes.
And then after she was telling her to shut up, Chrissy was like, I've never seen such dictatorship in my life.
Yes, and then because you kept seeing like Kate's like hand jabbing through the frame as well, which was like, shut up. Yeah. And I was like, that. All I could think is, oh no, Chrissy's not going to like, she ain't going to like that one bit. Like, she's going to be like, I will take you down, mate. Oh well, God.
Iconically, Chrissy turning to her going, you're going hell for leather. Who are you? Who are you from her? I was like, love.
Love. The who are you? I just, you can just tell, oh, now this is really going to like take like a turn.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was so awkward. Like,
I know. And I just don't want it to get to a point where I feel like Victoria doesn't handle these confrontations
as well.
Like, she's fine in a confessional to say stuff, but she can't speak in the moment and she struggles. That I think, I know she has claimed that she just goes to Europe when they go on their Tokyo trip, but I don't think she really wants to film with them anymore. I feel like after this, she's like, oh, I don't want to do this. She can blame it on Europe, but I think this has turned everything for her.
Oh my God, that is it, Dan. That's it for sure. She's just like, I won't be coming.
No, even on the next episode, it looked like a quick flash and it's just her and Chrissy speaking on a boat and that's it. And I don't think she's in any of the other scenes with the girls. And I'm just like, oh, God. I was just like, this is why you need to play nice. This is why Kate's apparently a big Real Housewives fan. She needs to take a little leaf out of the Housewives playbook, which is you play nice.
Yes.
Agree to move on, even if you don't mean it, and then play nice for a few episodes and Hit him again,
because something's going to come up. You can't stand her. So, like, she'll do something soon to annoy you. Don't worry about that. But she has, like, managed to, like, she's the star. It's Kate's show and we're still tuning in. It's her. Like, she knows exactly what she's doing. I think she's very, very smart. Like,
I want to see some happy from Kate, though. Because I feel like she just seems a bit miserable at the moment. And I just want to see what brings you joy.
Yeah. Like, what does she do for fun? Like, and she seems to have like so many amazing friends. But everyone keeps saying all of these really like lovely things about her. People are like, she's a great friend and she's this. But we're only really seeing her when she like absolutely turns.
Yeah.
And wants to destroy people. Like, oh God.
I just want to see her out for a drink with a few of the girls and not screaming and stuff. Although it seems like next episode she heads out with them and can't stand Chrissy talking about her husband's dick.
Yes. Yes. And why is it just like it seems to be like just four of them at that? I was like, Kate, this was never going to be fun for you. Like, you were never going to.
No.
But it's like, what do you think? It's a hoot. Like, Chris is a hoot, Kate. Just like go along, have a little laugh.
Have a T-bomb, loosen up your big collar and just, you know,
exactly.
Take a breath.
Take, t- take your scrubs off after a big day and just, you know, let your hair down, doll.
Laugh with the girls.
Live, love, laugh.
Sure. Oh, God. Any other thoughts on this week, Kate?
No, I really liked it. It's actually, I think so far, it's like my favorite episode. I feel like we know them. Yeah, I hope they still all get together. Yeah, I like more getting together. It's like, it's good. It's silly. Silly and fun. But Kate is like, she's got me hooked. She's crazy. Yeah.
She's keeping them on their toes.
Oh, I'm like, I don't want to step a foot wrong.
Yeah. Excited for Terry to get back from Europe as well. So hopefully.
Dying for soon. Our girl Terry to come back. I'd love to be at that wedding in Croatia or wherever she was. I love that we still got a little FaceTime from our girl.
Keep her involved.
Oh, keep her involved at like all times. I just love her.
All right, well, let's take a break and come back with what we're watching. And we're back with what we're watching. Now, Kate, we haven't got to debrief on BravoCon, even though I feel like nothing happened this year.
That's also it. Like nothing happened. Like nothing iconic outside of the Brynn shoes in the elevator, but that would, and I feel like we're clutching at straws saying that was like an iconic thing, an iconic thing to happen. In general, why were all of those panels in front of escalators is like kind of maybe my biggest question. That was so grim.
I don't know. Is that a Vegas thing? Like, do people just do things in front of escalators there? Never been, so I can't say.
Oh, God, I've been way too many times. I think I've been like 3 times. I don't know why. I actually have been that many times. It's
Are you a roulette galley? Or?
Oh, no, as if. I don't know what's going on. I feel like when I was there, all I did was like walk around with a big giant slushie and like, woo, and like played the like pokies and stuff. It's a grim. There's no sense of time there, which I'm sure exactly is what like BravoCon felt like, because you just there's no time. It's not a real. It's not a real place.
3 days of a black hole of BravoCon.
Can you imagine how like dark and haunted that kind of would have been with some of those fans? You know what? Actually, I do have something to say.
Yeah, please.
I thought like some of the fan questions were like haunted. Didn't you think that people were really aggressive to them all on stage? Like, why do they a lot of like, we love this universe. I wouldn't dare have asked a question, by the way. Nor if I got up there and like aggressively come at somebody like that. Don't you just see all those clips?
I think people go insane thinking like they could be on the show. You know what I mean? As in like they think, oh, I'm going to be the reality star. Totally. I'm going to stir up some trouble. I'm just like, no, it's like, not for you. You're not on camera, doll.
No, it's that real like, parasocial relationship, and they think that they can like talk to them in this way. I thought that was really bizarre. And even if they're all like booing Sandoval, like he's a dirtbag, but like
he's a character in a show.
He just let the guy speak.
Sorry, very quickly on Vanderpump Rules, the thing that rocked my world this week was Kristen saying that Katie. They had to reenact Katie getting the water poured on her head by Tom because the cameras missed it on the night. And it's phenomenal for me. I know some people are being like, oh, that show's so put on. But I'm like, no. That shows me how committed those people are to making a show, that they went back to the club the following night.
I love
it. And a couple reenacted their trauma.
I loved it. Once again, just like proving how insane they are and how did none of them ever get booked in their acting jobs, because it's some of the best performances I've ever seen. I love
that. And do you know what that makes me think as well, that Schwartz throwing the drink on her originally was probably 10 times worse than what they caught. Because he wouldn't have gone like full tilt into it, because he would have been like, oh, I can't make this look too bad because this is exactly what I did. Yeah. But then he would have just been like, oh, whatever. So I imagine it was like,
it would have been
way
awful.
More aggressive the first time.
It would have been so awful and aggressive. Like how they hate each other. Like, Oh, no good. Oh, God.
And it took them, like, I can't believe they, one, still got married after that. It took them this long to get divorced.
Exactly. Oh, train wreck. The outfits of Katie Maloney
Like, I thought.
She hired a stylist. She hired a stylist, she said. I was like, who? This woman, whoever you paid, should lose their job. Like, Katie has, like, never looked better. Like, she looks incredible. Those outfits.
She can't. Oh, God.
Disgusting. I just was like, no.
The nerve the first day to call Tom Schwartz a couch and then show up in the number the following day.
I was like, no, girlfriend. You sit down. Katie Maloney, sit down. So, yeah, some of the outfits were like atrocious. Paige in when she tried the diamante panties and the tucked in white shirt and one of my most hated things in the world, open toe shoes. With stockings. Oh, that's a fashion crime.
What was in the water at Vegas? Like, people just lost their fucking minds with what they're wearing.
They lost the plot, clearly. But I know some of those outfits were terrible.
Shocking. The one thing that I enjoyed that came out of BravoCon, which wasn't even revolutionary, but the trailer for Legacy.
That was great. It seems like Dorinda is Dorindering. She's on.
What did she say? Eagles don't fly with pigeons.
Yes. Oh, poor Kristen.
Oh, Kristen's gonna be good luck. Destroyed.
Good luck to you, Kristen.
She looks great though, and she looks like she's having a good time. I have a weird good feeling about Kristen Takeman in
Me
this new
too,
season. I feel like she might actually have a good, like, redemption thing without, you know, Bethany screaming over the top of her like she had in season 7.
And I think as well this time she's not taking herself seriously. She's in on the joke. She's having a laugh. She knows that she's, like, you know, the fifth alternate. She's under no illusion that she was in the top pick. And I think that actually makes her fun and more relatable, unlike Kelly Bensimone seems as crazy as ever.
Yeah, she seems consistent, I would say.
Jesus, it's going to be Scary Island 2.0. She's not of this world. 100%. If you follow her TikTok religiously like I do,
it's great. Yeah, it's a phenomenal TikTok.
It's so good.
When people talk about avant-garde, that's what they're talking about. Kelly Bensimone's TikTok.
Art. She's crazy town in the best way.
Now, are they dressing up as previous characters from the show? Because they do. I did see Kristen running down the road holding a leg. So we meant to be doing an Aviva moment.
I didn't remember that. That's incredible if that's what happens.
Yeah, it was just like Kristen running down a road holding a fake leg. And then they were trying to reference like the Herman Munster shoes or whatever. And I was just like, they're all going to dress up as someone. I'm just like, this will be phenomenal if this does happen.
No, because I think it's her and she's like, I don't even know what a Herman Munster shoe is. I think it looks really, really fun. It looks silly. And that's like the best group as well. Like they know how.
It'll be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. They're going to be crazy. I love it.
Now, are you enjoying Southern Charm?
I love it. I love Southern Charm so much. Like, I don't know. It brings me so much joy with how messy those boys are. Like, I just love – I'm really loving Craig. This season,
yeah, he's
as well.
A bit lighter for once. Like he's just a dumb idiot,
that's
good.
And I think that's when he's at his best, when he's like a dumb idiot and he's not totally involved in the drama. His little face, like covering his face when Shep said that disgusting thing to Taylor about how he actually enjoyed cheating on her and how it was fun cheating on her.
He's fucked.
Oh, he's horrid.
Shep is disgusting.
Oh, he's horrid. Horrid. And then little Craig's little face like, oh, no, just wanting to scream.
Taylor going and sleeping with him.
That was terrible.
Again, I was just like, what is going on here?
I was like,
They're all so, like, they love a self-sabotage. It's fucked.
They love it. Like, after he had just absolutely torn her to pieces, she threw the wine on him and then cut to the next morning. I was like, oh no, girl, what are you doing? Oh, but I just love it. And I loved that whole dumb scene where they put the tinfoil hats on and like Craig just talked about
conspiracy theories.
The conspiracy theories. I was like, you're insane. And I love you. Like thinking that, like, the moon landing, saying that that didn't happen, and he believes in aliens and all that. So I can't even think. He just is crazy in the best way. It's just the silliest show. I love it.
Also, I love, like, I actually agree with Austin in this case, where there was just absolutely no chemistry between Olivia and what's Rod, the new guy's name?
Rod. Oh. That wasn't
He's
that
so boring.
Excruciating when he asked her to be exclusive. I'm like, you've been
And she
on-
just was like, I'm fucking other people.
She's like, I'm definitely seeing other people and I don't want that to change. And he was just like, even the cut, like they have nothing to say. They've been on two dates, I think. No, there is no chemistry sitting in that car together. Not a peep.
They can't even talk.
They could, there was nothing to say. I was like, no, Rod, come on. He seems like a lovely guy, but like as boring as all hell. Like,
but also,
where's Leva? Where's Leva and Vanita? Are they just not in this season?
Why
don't
they just pop up? Like, I don't know. I feel like possibly a lot of them aren't normal friends with them. It's more like when they do like the big scenes, they come. So when they do these like weird little
events,
trips away for like at someone's house, they're like, no.
No. I like, we could have really done with Madison at this lake house as well. I thought
Madison in all scenes.
Oh, exactly. I just thought, she would have, they would have like doubled down that whole Shep thing as well. I just love it. It's the silliest show. It brings me so much joy. I love it.
Horrible men, silly women. Just
the
people
worst.
Making terrible decisions.
Like terrible. They're chaos agents, but I'm here for it.
Now, Salt Lake City, are you enjoying?
Yes, I'm like actually, in all honesty, I'm very behind. As you'll know, as you'll know, I'm like so behind. As you just asked me before about Potomac as well, and I didn't even realize that it started last week. No, so yeah, I'm totally behind. So please, you chat.
All I was gonna say. So from Salt Lake this week, phenomenal that Mary's only seemingly read Heather's book. And so now she's confronting her about what's in the book. She's only just got to the part about her. Which is where we get the, do you think I look inbred? She says, I do. That's where that is. So.
Oh, my God. There. I love that. Okay. Yeah. I'm really behind with Dear Salt Lake. And I know I had like tapped out for a bit because I was like not impressed. But the clips that I'm seeing are like ludicrous.
Oh,
they're crazy.
It's nice and unhinged.
Yeah.
Even though Monica and LD duck me out, the mother-daughter relationship is psychotic. But compelling television. The fight between Lisa and Monica in last week's episode was actually great. The argument during the sound bath. Get into it.
I've seen that clip going around. Yeah, yeah. Monica's crazy.
Mental.
She's full on mental. That chick.
She is injecting a little bit of something in there, so I'm happy for that. Even though she's a TLC character, I'm happy she's ruffling
everyone's feathers.
And Potomac's good as well. Like I would just say,
I love it.
Karen on form, lovely to see Candace and Wendy and Karen in like a little threesome there. New girl seems good. She's going to come for Wendy. Yes.
Apparently
this new girl, Necker, thinks that Wendy's mother's doing some kind of like curse stuff.
Like witchcraft. Oh, no.
I don't know what the name is it for, but because they have the same like cultural background.
Okay.
They think the mum's into like something. I think she has like a shrine or something. So that's like what's coming up. So I'm here for that.
Oh my God.
And also amazing reaction. Sesame Street shows up in the latest episode and Wendy just like cringes seeing her. Is that like Ashley's housewarming? Great.
Yes, I've seen that clip going around already and I'm like, oh God, get this show into my veins. I love that. Much that group of women are just the best. Okay,
so funny. Oh. And Robin's getting like dragged over the coals as well, so which was much needed. So.
She needs to – I did actually see like another clip of that already where like the women are just like, are you crazy, Robin? Like what is going on? How are you letting one get away with all of this stuff? Like how do you not have a problem with the way that he's acting? Like what?
She must be dead inside at this point. There's something not right there. Something's and no one can save her at this point.
No.
She'll be in that marriage till she dies and he'll cheat on her another 50 times.
He will. And the excuses that she's seemingly comfortable with, I'm like, Robin, no.
There will be an episode sometime in the future where we're going to find out that he slept with someone while she was sleeping next to him. Like it's gonna get to that point.
And Robin just goes, and like she just happened to be there it wasn't Juan's fault.
his assistant was working with him late at night. She needed somewhere to sleep and she
I just said, sure, come on in.
She goes, why would he have sex with someone when I'm there?
Exactly. Why would Juan Dixon do this to me? God.
Oh, good luck to them.
Good luck to them, yes.
And for anyone who's not a Married to Medicine Atlanta fan, which I know there's not heaps out there, but Phaedra Parks is now a cast member.
So good.
They've found the thinnest of threads to weave her into the show, but she's a welcome addition. And what she does next week is bring a ex-girlfriend of one of the doctors getting married to his new wife's hen's party.
Don't.
And brings her in unannounced.
Messy.
So,
oh, I love that.
It looks like there's a massive breakdown from it. So if there's any season you want to maybe touch in without, because you got 10 seasons to catch up on, Kate, but
10.
If you want to just like dip your toe in, but if you want to dip your toe in, maybe just start with the new season and then
with Phaedra,
get into
up.
It.
I love that she's back on our screens.
Yeah.
I should watch that show.
And I'm still watching Big Brother UK. I'm just saying either Jordan or Yin Run for the win. So it's almost in its final week.
So yes. So, okay. Since you told me about Big Brother UK, I'm basically watching it, but just on TikTok. I'm being served is clips of it on TikTok. And to me, it seems like they're the only people that are in that house. Is Yinran, is it Henry and Jordan? Yep. There's that whole love triangle. Yep. I'm like obsessed with it. And I've never watched a single episode except watching constant TikTok clips of it. I'm so invested. Yep. And then I got served like this week, I think it was they had to do face-to-face elimination. Or
nomination,
sorry. Yep. And I was like, who are all of these other people that I didn't know who they were, because all I'm getting is clips of that hilarious Yinran. She is a star.
She's great.
She's so funny. I'm obsessed. Like it's
I think she will win. I think she will win. So
she
seems
like divine and like so funny but honest. I'd never watched a single episode, but I love her. Like.
And in exciting news, though, the thing that you should jump into when it happens is they're doing Celebrity Big Brother UK next year.
Oh, that would be cool.
So, like the old format. Yeah. So, and they always cast it really good over there. So, I feel like that's going to be.
Oh, that'll be good.
Primo. Cannot
wait.
Very good. Kate, anything else you're watching? You just are catching up on everything now that you're.
No, actually, yeah. I'm just like so behind in literally like everything, the backlog of shows. And I've. You know me, like I hate not watching everything, and I hate when conversations happen and I haven't watched a show. It actually destroys my soul. So here I am just watching Law and Order reruns. That's what I've been watching all weekend.
You're watching Angela Lansbury and Bradley Cooper on a 2005 episode of Law and Order.
Exactly. The haunted things we've had to watch, like also watched Silence of the Lambs.
Don't.
Yes.
Great that, film.
Incredible film. Like, so good. So, yeah, everyone, if you're after a hot new film that's just been released, Silence of the Lambs and Law and Order reruns, And also I watched, yeah, we watched, I've watched the second Hunger Games. So I'm really
Catching Fire, the best one. There we go.
The best one, exactly. Yeah. We'll, you know, almost the new films are coming out. So that is
great
the kind of
catch up.
Pulse of, that I'm on currently. But next week I'll have caught up on everything.
Great. She'll be raring to go. Many opinions.
She'll be back. She'll be like, I'll have the TV back in my blood and Adrian will be very displeased.
Now, Kate, are you getting renewed or cancelled this week?
She's renewed. Absolutely cancelled the past 2 weeks.
You had a little time off, but you had a little time off. So.
Exactly. She was put on pause for 2 weeks and like deservedly. Absolutely getting renewed. What about you?
Love that. Cancelled currently because of this voice and state
COVID.
Of being. But we'll be hopefully in a renewed state of mind next week. So we'll see.
I hope so.
There's not much content to create from inside your four walls of your home. So well, having said that, Big Brother UK, great, phenomenal
That's
stuff.
So
I just need
just pop a little cam up in the corner and we'll just watch you do things and I'll just message Mitch like tasks for you to do.
Yeah, great. So psychological ones. Psychological warfare.
Just really like to put you to the test.
Okay, great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'll see what you come up with.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right. Thank you for joining me, Kate. Welcome back. It's lovely to have your warm presence back on back on the mic.
I'm thrilled to be back and warming your soul, heart.
Sure. I'll take it.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you and farewell.
Farewell.